This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda reaches China for a week-long official visit. Prime Minister Dahal and Chinese President Xi Jinping meet at Hangzhou City. Education Minister Ashok Kumar Roy says implementation of agreement with Nepal Teachers Federation is at the hand of sovereign parliament, and media reports say US plans to give Ukraine advanced long-range missiles to Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda held a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping at Hangzhou City of China yesterday. Prime Minister Dahal reached China yesterday for a week-long official visit from New York after addressing the 70th United Nations General Assembly on Friday. A delegation-level discussion was also held between Nepali and Chinese teams in the city. Chinese President Xi has hosted a welcome banquet in honor of Prime Minister Dahal and his delegation. Chinese Minister for General Administration of Sports and Chinese Olympic Committee President Gao Zidan received Prime Minister Dahal at Hangzhou International Airport. Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to attend the opening ceremony of the 19th Asian Games organized at Hangzhou City. After the opening ceremony of the 19th Asian Games, Prime Minister Dahal would reach Beijing on September 24th. He's scheduled to hold bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart Li Qiang on the 25th of September. Similarly, the Prime Minister is also scheduled to meet chairperson of the Standing Committee of the NPC Zhao Leiji and to address the Nepal-China Business Summit. Prime Minister Dahal is also scheduled to visit Lhasa, Tibet Autonomous Region of China that borders Nepal, and he is to hold meeting with high officials there in Tibet. The Nepali delegation led by Prime Minister Dahal will return home on the 30th of September. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Ashok Kumar Roy says the implementation of the six-point agreement reached with Nepal Teachers Federation is at the hand of sovereign parliament. At a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of National Campaign for Education Nepal, Minister Roy clarified the parliament could amend the school education bill that was already registered in the parliament. He added that the government would play facilitating role for the same. At the program, Assistant General Secretary of the Nepali Congress, Badri Pandey, said conclusion would be drawn on consensus after holding serious discussion in the concerned committee on the bill tabled at the parliament. President Ramchandra Podel has said only free, fair and independent media can bolster democracy. During a program organized on the occasion of the 54th anniversary of Press Council Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, President Podel stressed the need for fair, independent and dignified journalism. He also urged the Press Council to play a more significant role in monitoring the code of conduct so that free press would be utilized and entire journalism get credibility. Meanwhile, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has underscored the healthy, impartial and dignified journalism to strengthen democracy. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 54th anniversary of Press Council Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Sharma mentioned that political freedom and freedom of expression are related to each other. Minister Sharma also suggested the council to be more focused on regulation and self-regulation of journalism sector. House Speaker Devraj Khemuri, who is currently on an official visit to Ireland, paid a courtesy call on President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins, on Friday evening. Speaker Khemuri's principal private secretary, Tej Prasad Patrai, Prakash Patrai, rather, in the meeting, said Hill said in the meeting held at the President's office in the capital, Dublin. Discussions were held on the matters of bilateral relations and mutual interest. On the occasion, Speaker Gyimiri said that high-level ties and contacts were deepening between the two countries 24 years into the establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and the Republic of Ireland. In the meeting, the Irish President said that he was aware that Nepal has become a republic and was moving ahead on a democratic path by ending the monarchy. Nepal and Ireland have been enjoying diplomatic relations since the 19th of August 1999. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Kirati said discussions would be held on regular operation of flights between Pokhara International Airport and Chinese cities during high-level meetings in China. Talking to journalists in Pokhara yesterday, Minister Kirati shared that during the ongoing visit of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to China, the discussions would be held with the various Chinese side on conducting regular flights from various Chinese cities to Pokhara International Airport. The tourism minister stated that the government was planning to operate Pairawa International Airport and Pokhara International Airport in a private-public partnership modality. CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal stressed the need for revising country's current electoral for political stability. Inaugurating the first national convention of the Association of the Socialist Lawyers in Kathmandu yesterday, leader Nepal argued that no political party would be able to attain a majority with the existing electoral system. Chairman Nepal further explained that the culture of coalition and formation of government would remain there for long term as long as the current electoral system remains. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now, but before that, we continue with the sports updates. Chinese President Xi Jinping has opened 19th Asian Games on Saturday in the eastern city of Hangzhou during a shiny and at times raucous opening ceremony. The Games, delayed a year due to China's measures to combat COVID-19 pandemic, will be the country's biggest sporting event in more than a decade in several metrics, with approximately 12,000 athletes from 45 nations competing in 40 sports. The Games will be held in 56 venues, out of which 12 have been newly built. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to give Ukraine advanced long-range missiles to help Kiev with its ongoing counteroffensive, U.S. media report. The quota's officials familiar with the issue are saying Ukraine will get some 80 ACMS missiles with a range of up to 190 miles. The BBC said at least two Ukrainian missiles hit the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea fleet in annexed Crimea on Friday. NBC News and the Wall Street Journal quote unnamed U.S. officials as saying Biden told his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky that Kiev would get a small number of 80 ACMS missiles. The two leaders met at the White House on Thursday. Neither the U.S. nor Ukraine have officially confirmed the reports. Canada says it provided evidence many weeks ago of alleged Indian security services involvement in the killing of a Sikh activist on its soil as the United States pressed New Delhi to cooperate with an investigation. According to Al Jazeera, more details in the case emerged with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reiterating Ottawa has credible intelligence linking Indian agents to the murder of Sikh separatist leader Hardeep Singh Nizar, a Canadian citizen. The accusation has prompted an angry reaction from New Delhi, which vehemently denied any involvement. During a news conference on Friday, Trudeau was asked about the allegations he made publicly and he repeated his call for the Indian government to cooperate. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in the Kochi province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Like to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi province, Madhesh province, Bagmati province, Kandaki province and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi province and Madhesh province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 27.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, so once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda reaches China for a week-long official visit. Prime Minister Dahal and Chinese President Xi Jinping meet at Hangzhou City. Education Minister Ashok Kumar Rai says implementation of agreement with Nepal Teachers Federation is at hand of sovereign parliament. And media report says US plans to give Ukraine advanced long-range missiles to Ukraine. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day. Okay.